There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today. Hope you are well. I am going to talk to you about the inner critic today and just a different perspective on the inner critic to some of the advice that you might have heard before, a different way of thinking about your inner critic and dealing with the effects of the inner critic. And I've said this before in the podcast, but I stand by this. And I would say that amongst the people that I work with, the inner critic is one of the biggest problems. And it is really one of those things that can ruin our peace of mind. It can stop us from going after what we want. It holds us back. It can sabotage our relationships and friendships. And it really is a big deal. And so if you're struggling with this, please know that you're not alone. You know, the Buddha was talking about self-compassion and being kind to yourself 2,500 years ago. And obviously, nowadays, we have so much more pressure, perfectionism, stress, a day-to-day stress than we did then, that all add up to this inner critic becoming a problem. So, you know, I think the first thing to remember is do not beat yourself up about the inner critic and having an inner critic, because everyone has one, even the most confident people. So I wanted to start off by saying that. Also, while I remember, I want to invite you to download a free resource that I made for people with a noisy inner critic. It's my confidence affirmations. Now, affirmations are an amazing way to change your inner dialogue, to change your self-talk, to make it more positive, encouraging, to boost your confidence and to be kinder to yourself. And you can download this for free. I made them based on everything that I know from people that struggle with confidence and the inner critic. And you can download them at karma-you.com/confidence. So that's karma-you.com/confidence. And hyphen, just in case you don't know, hyphen is that dash in the middle. I know that word can be confusing, and maybe I said that a bit quick, but hope that serves you. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. So we are often advised to silence, shush, or perhaps shout louder than the inner critic. Push it to the back of your mind, they say. You might even be tempted to kill your inner critic. Have you ever had that thought that you wish you could just, kill them off somehow? However, this is a part of you and it's not something that we can kill. And there's something that you might not have even realized about this internal monologue, which I think is really important to know. And that is that the inner critic is a part of you and it has a purpose. In fact, it has a positive intention. It wants something good for you. So it's a part of you. You can't kill it or exile it or shove it to the back of your mind. That's probably not going to work very well. Trying to silence the inner critic can actually just make it louder. And that's why I'm going to suggest that you try listening to the inner critic instead of trying to shut it up. Now, it might be interesting for you to get curious about what the positive intention of your inner critic could be. And the positive intention is often one of two things, but, you know, ask yourself, what is the positive intention of this inner critical voice? It might be that the inner critic thinks that pointing out our flaws, mistakes, and failings will help us to do better or try harder in the future. And I definitely recognize this in myself with my own inner critic, this sense that if I worry about a mistake or ruminate over something that I feel like I haven't done perfectly, that it will mean that I won't make that mistake in future, or mean that I try harder, that I'm somehow motivated to do better in the future. Or another really common one is that the inner critic is trying to punish us with its harshness, hoping that this will cause us to try harder or do better in the future. So sometimes there can be a sense that, you know, we're punishing ourselves by beating ourselves up about something, that because we've been bad, because someone didn't like us, or we made a mistake, or we experienced a setback, the inner critic is going to punish us enough so that we, you know, try harder or do better in the future. So I invite you to think about whether this is something that you relate to, something that makes sense for you. Either way, the intention is the same, to try to get us to improve. It's trying to protect us against failure, rejection, or criticism, which is ironic since this is exactly what it's doing. And this is because in the deepest part of our primitive minds, failure or rejection could lead to death. When we were evolving, when we were cave people, being part of a tribe was integral to our survival. If we got rejected or upset people or failed in some way, that could have led to us being kicked out of the tribe. And so this fear response can really get activated when we think we're going to be rejected or criticized. And of course, there are other reasons to this. It's not purely biological. It's very much linked to our childhoods, our upbringings. How were our caregivers? How did they treat us when we failed or made a mistake? Or, you know, were we rejected at an early age, for example? Or did we perceive ourselves to have been rejected? So these things can obviously have an impact as well. But there is that very primitive sense that it is dangerous to be rejected or to fail. This podcast is sponsored by Athletic Greens. Now, I first heard about Athletic Greens and their supplement AG1 years and years ago from the podcaster Tim Ferriss. And he is someone who Aidan and I massively look up to. And basically, if Tim says something's good, we are compelled to check it out. I was taking AG1 every day in the lead up to becoming pregnant, and Aidan also takes it every day, and we absolutely love it. It doesn't taste like a super healthy green drink. It actually tastes really good, almost a bit like pineapple. It's got kind of a tropical taste that I actually look forward to in the morning. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and healthy aging. Basically, all the things. And the way I take it is to have one scoop mixed with water first thing in the morning to set myself on a good path for the day. It's also like an insurance policy. If I'm not able to eat as well that day or I'm traveling, I know that I'm getting everything that I need from AG1. Now, Athletic Greens has over 70,000 five-star reviews, and it's trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. AG1 is a small micro-habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/KarmaU. And KarmaU is all in capitals, C-A-L-M-E-R-Y-O-U. Again, that is athleticgreens.com
karmayou to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now, I notice that my inner critic can pipe up if I do a talk or a workshop and it maybe doesn't go exactly as I wanted, if I get some tricky feedback from my work, or if I have a big fallout with my partner. Now, I'm going to use an example, tell you a story of a talk I did for a massive global company a few years ago where things didn't go as I'd liked. So I rock up to the really fancy looking offices in central London, ready to deliver a lunchtime workshop. And the whole setup is a lot more corporate and kind of formal than I'm used to. So I was given a microphone, which proceeded to cut in and out. It wasn't really working very well. And this really threw me off. And the audience was seated so far away. It was like this huge auditorium where I'm quite used to doing, you know, more cozy talks and workshops where I'm a bit closer to people and not using a microphone necessarily. But they were so far away that the normal cozy atmosphere that I like to cultivate to discuss matters of mental health felt kind of cold and distant. And to add to that, the company's CEO was present at this workshop, sitting in the front row, which I think put people slightly on edge and meant that people weren't so open to speaking up about things or asking questions. You could tell that everyone was a bit uneasy to have the CEO of this massive company there. Anyway, afterwards, my inner critic came in at full volume. I'd effed up, I thought to myself. Everyone hated me. What a disaster. Time for 5 hours of vigorous mental punishment, my inner critic seemed to say, as she pulled out her clipboard and proceeded to tick off a list of my many, many flaws. So I wonder if you've ever had a similar experience to this, where it just seems like, yeah, your inner critic is getting out their clipboard and, yeah, highlighting all your flaws and you're ruminating about it for a long time afterwards. Now, if you are someone that notices that their inner critic is starting to spiral, I want you to take 5 minutes to engage the inner critic and ask yourself the following questions. Now, this is something that I did myself after this particular talk. You know, I started to spiral into the inner critic and then I took a step back and asked myself these questions, and it was massively, massively helpful. So what are the needs that are not being met? Can you acknowledge this and try to meet your own needs? So for me, it's important for me to feel liked and to be good at my job. And in that moment, I didn't. In that moment, I was really suffering. And because of this, I need compassion. So remember, if you're suffering, you deserve compassion. It's as simple as that. So take a few moments to acknowledge that what you're feeling is difficult and choose to be kind to yourself about that. You know, this is a huge thing that in Buddhism we hear about when it comes to self-compassion, this acknowledgement that we're human, that in order to be human, suffering is inevitable. We all suffer and we all make mistakes, and that's part of our common humanity. And suffering deserves compassion, no matter what. If you're suffering, you deserve your compassion. So how can you be kind to yourself about the fact that you're suffering when the inner critic is spiraling? Question number two is, what am I learning from this experience? So for me, after this talk, I was learning that I could take steps to be more prepared in future. I could find out about how corporate the environment is, what sort of space I'd be speaking in, who was going to be there. And this is all useful information. You know, I can learn from this experience and it can enable me to learn and grow from this setback. I'm also learning, you know, I also learned from that experience that I have a tendency to be hard on myself and that it isn't really that helpful. The next question is, what action can I take, if any? So, you know, I planned after that experience to be better prepared next time, to ask more questions, to prepare for different eventualities. And I can make a conscious choice to be kind to myself, knowing that doing so makes me more resilient and means that I'm more likely to try again rather than giving up. So this is a really important point about being kind to yourself. It's really key for our resilience
And people that beat themselves up, people that give themselves a hard time about things, are more likely to think to themselves, I'm never doing that again. I'm never doing that again. Rather than someone who's kind to themselves, who thinks, right, I can learn from this experience, I can be kind to myself, and I can give it another try. And the last question is, what do I need to accept? So for me here, it was accepting that I'm human. Sometimes things don't go to plan. Sometimes things don't go perfectly. And from time to time, things will go wrong. And that's just inevitable. That is just part of life and part of being human. And it would actually be unprecedented if things always went well. I often try to remind myself and my clients of this. You know, if things were always going well in your life, that would be unprecedented in the history of humanity. I don't care who thinks they're an amazing manifester or who has the most amazing highlight reel on their Instagram. Things go wrong in life and we make mistakes, we get bad luck, whatever it might may be. That is inevitable. So if setbacks are happening in your life, you're normal and it's totally okay. And it's part of the deal. So what do you need to accept? So just a few questions there to get you thinking in a different way about the inner critic, get you listening to the experience that the inner critic is talking about, and ways to reframe it and think about things a bit differently. Doing this process helps us to acknowledge our needs, learn what needs to be learned, and lean into compassion and acceptance. So give this a try the next time that your inner critic pipes up. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Just sending you loads of compassion for whatever you might be going through at the moment. If the Confidence Affirmations MP3 sounds useful, you can download it for free at karma-you.com/confidence. And I'll send that over to you to your email and you can download it, pop it on your phone, and you say affirmations either in your head or out loud, and it helps to improve your self-talk and your confidence. So hope you love that. If you like this episode, send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what you're taking away from it. I love hearing from you guys. And if there's someone in your life that has a very loud inner critic that may need this today, please do forward this podcast onto them and help to spread the word about this free resource. So wishing you a great week ahead. Sending you loads of love. Bye. You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Brotheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.